Tommy McNeil. A legal double jolt for U.S. President Trump as two close associates found themselves answering to U.S. federal prosecutors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Within minutes of Air Force One leaving for West Virginia, the hits came fast in Manhattan.
Michael Cohen pled guilty to 8 felony charges.
And suburban Washington.
Mr. Manafort is disappointed.
The president's former lawyer cutting a plea deal and implicating him in a hush money scheme. His former campaign chief convicted of 8 felonies. Just after landing in Charleston, the president had little to say about Cohen, but blasted the Manafort verdict, the first to come at a trial stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe.
This is a witch hunt and it's a disgrace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the heels of the legal woes of two Trump associates, a U.S. senator from the state of Massachusetts is pushing a set of reforms to address government corruption. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's package includes new limits on lobbying, rules for governing financial holdings, disclosures by officials, and transparency measures meant to better inform the public about how policies are created. It would also have the Internal Revenue Service release the tax returns of presidential, vice presidential, and congressional candidates, as well as those from businesses or nonprofit groups the candidates operate. Following Seoul's announcement that South Korean companies have illegally imported North Korean coal, U.S. experts are now worried about North Korean trade that contravenes international sanctions. The Korea Customs Service announced earlier this month that 3 South Korean companies illegally imported North Korean coal that was transshipped at Russian ports. This is in violation of United Nations resolutions that have been crafted recently. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The commander of United States Forces Korea is now shedding more light on the suspended joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. General Vincent Brooks said the joint drills in recent years were used to pressure North Korea to engage in diplomatic talks. General Brooks would not comment on President Trump's past criticism of the drills, but said the combined exercises in recent years that had increased in scale to include over 23,000 U.S. troops and 300,000 South Korea forces often brought in nuclear-capable aircraft in a show of military force. He said they were intended to send a political message.
Broadly, I would characterize this as a period of time where we've successfully used the military instrument to help set conditions for diplomatic engagement to take root and take effect.
Some security analysts have voiced concern that suspending the exercise would have a long-term detrimental impact on the combined forces' ability to work in unison as new troops are constantly rotating in. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is facing another challenge to his leadership of the Conservative Liberal Party. Hardline Conservative Peter Dutton told a Melbourne radio station Wednesday that he is seeking support from his colleagues to take on the embattled Turnbull.
Turnbull's also had to deal with a series of cabinet members who voted for Dutton issuing their own resignations. That led to a wave of speculation that his days as leader were numbered. But on Wednesday, Turnbull claimed he'd managed to bring the rebels around.
The cabinet ministers, apart from Peter Dutton, of course, who came to me and told me that they had voted for Mr. Dutton in the leadership ballot, have given me unequivocal assurances of continuing loyalty and support.
The challenge was spurred on after Turnbull attempted to pass an energy and climate bill into law last week that Conservatives in the government didn't like. That's even after Turnbull watered it down. Australia's democracy has built a reputation for leadership instability. Since 2007, none of the country's prime ministers have served a full term.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Social media giants say they've removed hundreds of pages and accounts linked to Russia and Iran. Facebook says it also removed more than 650 pages, groups, and accounts that appear to be involved in sharing fake political material. Germany's foreign minister is calling for Europe to create a payment system independent of the United States, which is a move that could help keep alive the nuclear deal with Iran following the withdrawal of the U.S. The suggestion was part of a wider-ranging piece for an edition of the daily Handelsblatt on Germany's future strategy toward the U.S. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.